The second Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim in Sefer. It's equally as Oymid Beruma Shaloylam. And really it begins, a little shorter, with a classic Gemara, maybe the most famous Gemara in Kaisle Beis Medrash, Ksubas Daf Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Lazar, everyone knows this Gemara. Rabbi Lazar said, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Neman La Oistra Allah. It's a Maisa Shoya Kachaya. A man, he married a Basula, Basula Nisus Le'em Revi, that's the way Masechtas Ksubas begins, and then by the Bir Rishchoina, he said, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Meaning, I don't think she was a Basula. And as a result, comes running to Bezdin. Why? Number one, maybe she's not going to get the Ksubas she thought she was going to get. But more than importantly, if she was Becheskes Psula, now all of a sudden we find out she was a Bula, she was never married before, so what happened? Maybe there was an Aveira over here. So the Halach is Nema La'Oistra Olav, because we're concerned that maybe there was a Bia, and that the Bia happened after Erisin, before Nisun. The olden days, it was 12 months between Erisin and Nisun. So we're concerned that maybe it happened during the Yud Beis Chayidish, and therefore, because there's a Chashash, there's a Sofik, that maybe she was Nivala, so she's going to be us. How do we know this even happened? Because he said it happened? Shavya Anaf, Shechatika B'Yisur, that's Ksubas Daf Tes Amar Aleph. I don't understand this halacha. Svek Sveika Hu. Isn't there a Svek Sveika? Meaning, let's accept everything that he said at face value. For sure, there was Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Meaning, for sure, there's a possibility that she was Nivala. But at the same time, L'chaira, she still shouldn't be Yasser. Why? Because there's two Svaras to say that she should be Mutter. Number one, Safik Tachtav, Safik Ein Tachtav. Could be this Nus happened Tachtav, meaning it happened when she was already in Arusa. Then maybe it happened Lav Tachtav. Maybe it happened before the Eris. If Intim Tzolim Tachtav. And even if it happened Tachtav, Safik Ba'ines, Safik Beratzen. How do you know that this Bia happened Beratzen? Maybe it happened Ba'ines. So if the Bia happened Lav Tachtav, she wouldn't be Yasser to her husband. And if it happened Ba'ines, she also wouldn't be Yasser to her husband. So just because he said Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, why is she suddenly going to be Yasser? Shavya Navshi Chedich Deisuri wasn't Shavya Navshi Chedich Deisura. He set up a situation where the Rav would paskin Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's a Svek Svek. And Svek Svek, you always make. So the Gemara says like this. One of two possibilities. Loi Tzricha. Either you could say it's talking about Be'eshes Kayin. It's talking about where this woman was an Eshes Kayin. I mean, he's a Kayin. Being that he's a Kayin, there's really only one Safik. There's a Safik if the Bia happened Tachtav, Alaf Tachtav. But whether it happened Ba'inus Beratzen is not a Safik, because an Eshes Kayin, Shenenza, is still lost to her husband. So it is a Shavya Nafshe, because all there is one Safik. Iba Yisem, or you could say Be'eshes Yisrael. It's talking about where she was an Eshes Yisrael. It's talking about where her father was Mekabel Kedushin for her as a Ketana, but not just a Ketana, when she was less than 3 years old. Being that he was Mekabel Kedushin from less than she was 3 years old, it's Muchach then that the Bia happened Tachtav. Because if the Bia would have happened Lach Tachtav, it would have happened before she was 3, and the Psula would have been Chayzeris. And from the fact that she doesn't have Psulim, that's the whole point. Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, so that's a Raya, that it must have happened Tachtav. So the only Suffolk is if it was Ba'inus or Beratzen, being that it's one Suffolk, therefore we say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Sura, Om Rabbi Lazo, Om Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Neman La Yisrael. It's Mavur in this Gemara, that if you have a Svek Sveka, whether an Eishas Ish was Mezana, Tachas Bailo or not, the halacha is, she's going to be mutter. And really, the only reason Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Nemal Oisra Olav is because of the Akimtas. Either it's talking about an Eishas Kayin, or it's the Kabo Ba Avia Kiddushin Pchus and Vaskim Shonav Yamecha. Because all you have is one Suffolk. But to the extent it would be two Sveikas, the halacha would be that she would be mutter to her husband. Freik the Shito Mikubet says, Okushiatsum. Vayta shita mekubetzes. It's mavur in soita daf chav chesam et aleph. That sofik soita is asaba sofik avada. It's a unique type of sofik, not like a regular sofik in kol terukula. Tais already spoke it out. It's sofik avada, and we learn from sofik soita sofik tumah. Sofik tumah b'shus ayachet zveikay tamei kavada. You need the daf gimel amet aleph. You're surfing truma, meaning it's treated like a vaday sofik. We know that Sofik Tomei B'Shus HaYochet Sveikoi Tomei, the halacha is called Sveikoi Sha'at HaYochol LaHarbois. You could pile on Sveikas. You could have a Svek Sveika and a Svek Sveika Ben Benoishol Svek Sveika. It doesn't matter. All the Sveikas that you can tack on, the halacha is going to be Sveikoi Tomei. And Poshet the Hezbra Advarim is because Sofik is Kavadeh. But what's the whole svar of why Svek Sveika is Mutter? because I have a suffik, and now I have a suffik if I even have a suffik. No, you don't have any suffik. Suffik vada, suffik vada, suffik vada. So you can have 50 sveikas. At the end of the day, they're all going to be vada. But the point is that suffik tome b'shus hayochid sveikoi tome, even if you have 2 sveikas. There's no parish of svek sveika when it comes to suffik tome b'shus hayochid. If there's no parish of svek sveika by suffik tome b'shus hayochid, it has to mean there's no parish of svek sveika by suffik soita. Because the whole chiyas of suffik tome kuptach from suffik soita. We cannot do that. It comes from the parish of suffik. That means there should be no halach of svek sveika by a suffik soita. Sveik the shita mikubet says, if that's the case, what's posh b'shan in this gemara and ksuba staff des? Oy me pesa b'suach b'sasi nebel lois throw afraid the gemara. V'amai svek sveika. Who cares if it's a svek sveika? It's a suffix tumma. It's a suffix soita. And by suffix soita, suffix tumma calls sveika shat yachal harbis. Azoy freit the shita mikubetzes. And shita mikubetzes says the teretz, and everyone much just understand what exactly the shita mikubetzes meant when he said his teretz. Another kasha that the gedulei achrayim asks is Tosfos asks, the Gemara said, loitzricha v'eshes kai. Right? That was one of the two kimtas that the Gemara gave for Rabbi Loss's mem. Talking about an eshes kai. An eshes kai, and there's only one suffix. Suffix taktov, suffix lach taktov. But as it relates to Ines Beratzen, that's not a suffix. Vim toime frey toises, v'nuk ma'aches gasa. Why doesn't she have a chazaka? She k'sher l'kahuna. You have a suffix now, if she was nivela taktov or not. Doesn't she have a chazaka? That she's k'sher l'kahuna? V'neima d'lav taktov zinsa. And let's say that she wasn't nivela taktov. So Taisa says one line, which is a month in yeshiva. V'yesh leimer, da ader rabba islan l'meima, da hashta nivela d'ukma ches kesagov shoysim so. Taisa asks Akasha, I understand, you have a suffik here? What's the suffik? Say chazaka. It's fregin d'achroinim. By suffik soita, do you say chazaka? Did anyone ever ask Akasha? I understand, every suffik soita, doesn't she have a chazaka? She has a chazaka that she's mutter. What? Why is she drinking from the maid soita? What happened to chazaka? Suffik tome b'shus hayachid, sveikoi tome. What happened to chazaka? The teretz, it's a toyus d'akasha. Why is it a toyus d'akasha? Because this is the chiddush of the parish of soita. That's what osobos suffik kevadai means. Kevadai means we don't look at it as a suffik. You're right, if it was a suffik, you would say chazaka. But it's not a suffik, it's kevadai. And because it's kevadai, we don't reckon zich with chazaka. So vos fik tais akasha. It's a suffik soita over here. So if it's a suffik soita, so why is it osoba akasav kevadai? So emes is these two kashas, again, this is dvarma oim devruma shaloylam, and we can't learn, you know, ksubas taftes haregalachas. But we're just going to end with two lines in Reb Chaim and Sefer. Says Reb Chaim, this is Lushoyne Azov, and we're going to stop. The Nira Loimer, the Be'emes, calls Nus the Ishas Ish. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchas Yibim V'Chalitza, Perek Vav Aloch Yutes, in the Sugya of Tzara Soita. So says Reb Chaim Toich Dvarev, the Be'emes, calls Nus the Ishas Ish, the Sfeikes Nus, Harei Eim Bohach Dina the Safik Havada. Every single time you have a suffix, whether an Ishas Ish was Mazana Tachas Baila, you don't have Soita Daf Chafres. You don't have the sugya of Safi Kavadai. Ukimavur biksubas daftes. Bisugi the pesach besuach matzasi. The svek sveika moyo bala hetera. What does Reb Chaim mean? The shita's kasha. Because, of course, there's no svek sveika when it comes to Safi Kavadai. Vechein haremavur betois visham. The moyo chazaka. What says this kasha have a chazaka? Safik tumi b'shusayachid, there's no chazaka. Safik soita, there's no chazaka. Masha in moyo zois b'mokim sha'asa has Safi Kavadai. Ubal Karchach, says Reb Chaim, the rak bekinoi who da havigzeris akosov the stira oisarta the sveika kevada. It's dafka by the suffix soita of kinev stira. This is Reb Chaim's yisoid that we've all heard. This is where Reb Chaim bought it from. He bought it from these two kashas. He bought it from ksuba staftes that it's muchach that this that we treat a suffix soita kevadai is dafka the suffix soita of the Torah. When there's a kinoi and there's a stira over there, the Torah was mechadish that this suffik is going to be an underisart suffik and this suffik is going to be kevada. But el chenami, a regular suffik soita, if you have a shaila, whether this eishas ish was mezana tachas baila, as in ksubas taftes, over there you're not going to have the aloch of suffik kevada. What is it going to be? It's going to be a regular suffik. And that's why you have the sugi of svek sveika, and that's why you have chazakas. And really, the mamish, the exhibit A of all the sugis of sveikas and chazakas comes from ksubas taftes, because it's a regular case of suffik. I thought suffik soita is suffik kevada, and that's the makar to suffik tumer b'shus hayachid, which is the exhibit A of anomalies and exceptions to the rule of how you treat a case of suffik. That's true where the suffix happened al yedei kin of Estira. But if the suffix didn't happen al yedei kin of Estira over there, it's going to be different. So what's the second yisoid of Reb Chaim? The second yisoid of Reb Chaim is that this inyan that you find that suffix soita is asa kevada is not true for every suffix soita. It's not true for every time you have a suffix that maybe an eshnesish was mazana tachas baila. It's true in the unique case when the suffix is al yedei kin of Estira. And why is it? It's a gzeiros hakasam. The stira oisarta v'sveika kevada. It's a bazunder gzeiros hakasam in the parish of kinu v'stira. Maybe we'll get back to this, but regardless, tein l'chacham v'yech kamoit.